So, by the grace of Lord Krishna, in this merciful incarnation as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are able to taste and come to the highest platform of understanding. That which mystifies the yogis, which is impenetrable by the karmas, and which cannot be understood by the gyanis, has been made easily attainable by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Namo Mahavadnanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitana Namani Gore Srishena Maha. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is called the most merciful, even more merciful of all the incarnations than Krishna himself, because he is bestowed the most superlative gift unto the most fallen persons who are born in this Kali Yuga. How wretched are the fallen souls of the Kali Yuga. Their existence is death-like. Their activities, their words, their relationships all stink of death. All of the words which come from their mouths are simply steeped in ignorance and are bringing them closer to the last breath of their life. Not the slightest inkling that they have of self-realization, nor do they possess any austerity or sense control. Their only business is to gratify their senses unto the end of life. Most unfit, ordinarily, for God realization. And therefore, the most fit for the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Patita Pavana, the uplifter of the most fallen, is the name attributed to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he has come particularly for the persons of Kali Yuga. And his mission of Krishna consciousness is meant to deliver the most fallen, wretched, conditioned souls. This is the mission that we are coming and working within. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's army. One who can feel compassion for the suffering of others is qualified to bear arms in this army, because the weapon of kirtan, the weapon of these books, the weapon of this prasadam is very powerful. And therefore, it is not entrusted to just anyone. This holy name, these transcendental books, and Krishna Prasadam have the power that one time uttered, one time held, one time tasted, is sufficient to completely destroy all of the billions of sinful activities performed over millions of lifetimes. Such powerful weapons are not placed into the hands of ordinary persons. Actually, they are a gift. Gift of God. Gift by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his disciples, Sri Rupa and Sri Sanatan. And by their mercy, gifts which have been handed down through the disciplic succession into the hands of those who are qualified. There is no more valuable item which we can beg from the spiritual master than these weapons. After all, a soldier without weapons, what kind of soldier is he? Therefore, to be a soldier in the army of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu means to be armed. Just like in Africa, there is this one very fierce tribe called the Maasai. And when they are young, in order to be qualified to be regular warriors, they have to kill a lion or tiger with a spear after the lion or tiger has jumped on them. Then they're awarded with a full position. Similarly, there are qualifications for being rewarded with these weapons of devotion, the holy name, the ability to distribute these books, or to distribute Krishna Prasadam. Many people sell the holy name, and the effect is that every people who take from them become poisoned. There are so many people who chant the Hare Krishna mantra and instruct others to do so, and the result is simply impersonalism. Hundreds of translations have been written of the Bhagavad Gita, and not one Krishna Bhakta was produced. And so far as foodstuff goes, in the Bhagavad Gita it is mentioned that those who eat food which is not offered in sacrifice verily eat only sin. Therefore, unless one is empowered by Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then one is simply distributing the mercy of Maya. So what is the qualification of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Or what is the qualification that gains one these gifts which have been passed down through the disciplic succession? The first is a sincere, compassionate mood. One has to feel sorry to see the other people, fallen conditioned souls, suffering. And this should not be very difficult. We need merely remember our own impoverished, fallen, bewildered condition before we were picked up by the lotus hands of our spiritual master. Just remember the suffering that we had to undergo, and just imagine what the suffering was in untold of countless births. Now, try to envision a day when you get up in the morning without chanting Hare Krishna, without seeing the deities, without meeting the devotees, without eating Krishna Prasadam, and without engaging in devotional service. If it's not possible for you to envision such a thing, then dare to make an experiment like this, and you will find your mind plunged into chaos within no time at all. Because without Krishna consciousness, there is simply chaos. Such is the state of affairs for the man on the street who we meet every day, or the woman. Therefore, feeling compassion for the fallen souls, one approaches them and delivers to them the seed of devotional service. One who delivers such a seed is a spiritual master. Not only the spiritual master is he who gives initiation, but he who introduces one to Krishna consciousness, he is also a spiritual master. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has ordered, Amara Gai Guru Hai Tarehi Desh Yari Deke Tarehi Kaha Krishna Upadesh. By my order, you become a spiritual master, and wherever you go, to whomever you meet, you speak the message of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna Upadesh. So you have to know Krishna Upadesh. This is the next qualification. That one who wants these weapons, he should become knowledgeable in the science of Krishna consciousness. Because in order to meet with opposing elements, one has to be knowledgeable to counteract or to counter the different arguments put forward by the rebellious conditioned souls. It's not easy, but it becomes very easy when we take the help of the philosophy presented in Bhagavad Gita and in Srimad Bhagavatam. Again, the qualification comes of purity of heart. The heart has to be cleansed of all kinds of false desires. Otherwise, when we meet other conditioned souls, rather than trying to help them, we will think how to take advantage of them. This is going on in the material world, where one person is trying to take advantage of another. Jivo divasi divanam. One living entity is living by another living entity. Therefore, only one who is fully satisfied can actually take up properly these weapons of kirtan, books, and prasad. Only one who is fully satisfied by having cleansed himself of all kinds of false material desires, he becomes capable of purely delivering all conditioned souls. Just like our Srila Prabhupada, what was perhaps most wonderful is that here was someone whom we met who had no desire to take advantage of us. For the first time, we met someone who is actually our ever-well-wisher. Everything he said and did in regard to us was only for our well-being, and never did he consider for himself. When we meet such a person, surrender becomes very easy, and acceptance of the message delivered by someone like that becomes very easy. Therefore, everyone has to purify or cleanse their heart of all kinds of material desires. That means that one has to shoot oneself with the holy name of the Lord, this gun of Harinam. The more we taste the chanting of the holy name, the more it will become sweet. Beginning with 16 rounds a day, one should go on chanting as much as possible. And strictly follow the regulative principles. Austerity. This quality is absolutely required, because without such quality, it is not possible to even desire to preach. One who is overcome by thoughts of material pleasures and sense gratification has no desire to benefit or better himself nor others. One has to have a burning desire, and that means that we have to eliminate all types of sense gratifications. This burning desire of Krishna consciousness will become manifested from our hearts when all of the false sense gratifying activities are stopped. Subtle also. The mind, if it meditates on sense gratification, it becomes impossible to accept lotus feet of the Lord. One whose mind is always fixed on the lotus feet of the Lord, he becomes a powerful preacher. The spiritual master, seeing the austerity, the humility, the purity, the compassion of the disciple, he blesses that disciple more and more and more. He empowers that disciple more and more and more. An empowered disciple, by the grace of the Lord, can do more even than the Lord himself. Witness the example of Srila Prabhupada, who certainly surpassed in all respects all previous acharyas in the disciplic succession in his preaching work. Of course, just as the Supreme Personality of Godhead sets in motion the material creation, which Brahma then creates, so similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has set into motion this Sankirtan mission. And in that respect, whatever anyone does is simply by the initial pushing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But just as we say that Lord Brahma has created this universe. So similarly, we can say that Srila Prabhupada has out-preached all the previous acharyas in history. It is by the pushing and the empowerment of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the disciplic succession, but nevertheless he has done this. So we have to become the fit tools to be worked in the hands of the Guru Parampara. The more we work at qualifying ourselves, the more we will become qualified. Krishna would like nothing better than to make us empowered. Now we have to desire that and work for it. We have to very, very sincerely prepare ourselves daily as preachers. Just as an actor prepares himself by practicing his lines, by putting on his costume, by putting on makeup, and by in every way studying the situation. So similarly, the preacher has to prepare himself very, very carefully. Just as an athlete practices daily and makes himself fit for the big event, so we have to, just like an athlete, prepare our consciousness, prepare our bodies, prepare our minds for the purposes of preaching. If an athlete runs or practices too much or too little, then he'll lose the event. But we have to know exactly how, with the help of the spiritual master, to make ourselves very fit for becoming perfect preachers in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's army. Then, when the holy name is uttered by us, it will make everyone else want to chant. Just like when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going city to city, everyone took up the process of Krishna consciousness. Whoever heard him would begin to chant. And whoever heard that person, he would begin to chant. And in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu initiated the whole subcontinent, practically, of India. That is called potency. So in the same way, for distributing these books, why someone becomes successful and someone is not successful? Because one man is empowered by his spiritual master in Krishna, and another man is thinking about sense gratification. That price which is required for getting the empowerment of Krishna and one's spiritual master is the fervent desire to deliver the fallen souls. When I have intense desire like this, longing for this, more and more and more you'll become empowered. Now there are millions of people all over this country, and we have to go to them, and we have to save them. They're waiting to be saved. Don't see their exteriors, their minds, their bodies. See them as eternally related with Krishna, and give them these books. Be full of mercy and compassion. Don't see their external facial features or expressions. Just understand that they are eternal spirit souls, and they want more than anything else to be connected with Krishna. A crazy man wants more than anything else to be made sane, even though he tells you that he's quite all right and doesn't require your help. So you should understand that all of these persons, they want these books. And it is our only business somehow to bring them out of their fallen condition. They will thank us from the bottom of their souls one day when they wake up out of this sleeping condition. What else is there to do? If we don't do this, then we simply fall into nascent activities again, along with them. The world has to be changed, and it can only be changed by consciousness. And the only way to wake up this consciousness out of its ignorant condition is to give them a taste for Krishna consciousness, which means give them one of these books to take home with them. Put a book in everyone's life. Get a book in everyone's home. And immediately that home will begin to change. Therefore, with great enthusiasm, ever-increasing enthusiasm, we should want to meet more and more and more people. Our business is not to run away. Our business is to run head on and meet as many people as possible, seeing them as our lost brothers and sisters, and welcoming them by giving them the opportunity to go back to home, back to Godhead. This is real nectar. This is real bliss. Besides this, nothing has such a sweet taste as to contact a conditioned soul and to see them walking away with a book. You know that you have done the greatest good eternally that this person has ever had done to him. You know that you have been his best friend. And one day, he'll come to know it also. Don't be led astray by any comments which may come out of their mouths telling you to go away, or why don't you get a job. These are simply statements made in ignorance. Just like a doctor learns not to hear the screaming of his patients, because he knows what his business is. So similarly, we have to become very, very indifferent to all the material excuses which will be posed by these conditioned souls. Like a dentist who sees the cavity and the rot within the cavity, he doesn't care. You may scream and he'll try to help you so that you don't scream much, that there's not much pain, but he knows he's got to get out that decay. So we have to deal like such an expert doctor. Not wavering despite their protests. We have to go into their hearts and make them take one of these books. People may scream after getting an operation, but you know that they're on the road to recovery. So they may scream, "You've cheated me, you've done this to me, you've done that to me. But when they walk away with one of these books, they've been operated on, and they're getting patched up, and they have a chance of recovery. Don't be sentimental. A doctor is never sentimental. Neither is a soldier sentimental. Sentiment in the battlefield means that you'll be dead within no time at all. So, we have to deliver these books, this holy name, and Krishna Prasad in mass, massive quantity. How many? How much? These questions Prabhupada used to ask me every day after we would come back from Sankirtan. How many magazines and how much money? Because this would tell how much Krishna conscious we were. By his effort, the disciple would be revealed to the spiritual master. Daily Prabhupada would ask me, how much did so-and-so do? How much did so-and-so do? How much did so-and-so do? How much depends upon your fervent desire. It's not a question of bodily size. It's not a question of any kind of material calculation. It's a question of what is our desire. If our desire is to become the tools of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then our ability becomes unlimited. Otherwise, how could someone who was 70 years old have traveled all the way across an ocean, had two heart attacks, then circled the planet 16 times, written 80 books of 400 pages each, opened more than 100 temples, and initiated more than 10,000 disciples in the space of 10 years. It is completely impossible materially. Impossible. But it becomes possible by the tremendous desire to become simply a puppet in the hands of one's spiritual master. No personal desire. No desire for sense gratification. Strict adherence to the desire of the Guru. Every one of us has tasted during this past month the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Is there anything more sweet than that? What could be more sweet than someone handing you a $5 bill and saying thank you? The look that that person has when he knows that you've given him something valuable, what is more gratifying than seeing something like that? And just understand that every single spirit soul that receives one of these books from us will one day be thinking and thanking you from the depths of his heart for having given him that book. It is simply a question of time. Therefore, the devotee is overwhelmed by an ocean of bliss, because he's always engaged in preaching. This preaching is the most effective method of making advancement that there is. Otherwise, Prabhupada would not have engaged us so much in this way. You try and sit down and chant Hare Krishna on your beads all day. It is not possible. Where is such an advanced soul that he can be like Haridas Thakur? As I said previously, we came in Calcutta in 1971, January, and Prabhupada came to take us to the Kumbh Mela, and he was speaking with myself and Jaipataka Maharaj and Nityananda Maharaj. And he said, "So how many members have you enrolled?" And we said, "Well, we are staying back chanting extra rounds." Prabhupada said, "You cannot chant extra rounds." He said, "You're only capable of chanting 16 rounds and not even one more." He said, "You don't know how to chant more than 16 rounds." I say, it is not possible to chant more than 16 rounds in this age when people are suffering, going deeper and deeper into hell. What is that chanting that you're doing? That chanting or that desire for your own liberation, you think that you'll be able to enter into the kingdom of God with such a ambition? No. You become qualified when you look to the suffering of others and try to deliver them. Then you become a soldier in the army of Patita Pavan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you want liberation, there's plenty of yogis sitting in the Himalayas. There are enough salvationists already running around the streets of America. But if you want the unlimited ecstasy of Sankirtan, then you have to consider how to redeem the fallen souls. For such a person who considers like this, he is allowed to enter into an understanding of the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because the Panchatattva, their relishing love of Krishna by qualifying themselves most of the time by preaching. The ecstasy that we read about in Chaitanya Chaitamrita of Lord Chaitanya and his associates dancing in kirtan and experiencing bliss and seeing the beautiful form of Lord Jagannath is all made possible because their primary activity is preaching. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't tell Rupa and Sanatan. Didn't tell Rupa and Sanatan to simply go and chant all day. They ordered them, "If you renovate the glories of the Lord for the well-being of all the people of this age, and taking up this mood of preaching," they were able to taste, to relish the highest ecstasy. We never saw Srila Prabhupada sitting around considering his own liberation only. We saw in him the greatest self-realized soul on this planet. And what was he engaged in doing? Thinking how to redeem the fallen souls. And therefore, he could understand Krishna perfectly.
no more.
Because Krishna is the uplifter of the fallen, the savior of the fallen, the shelter of all conditioned souls. And one who learns to bring people to Krishna, to take shelter, he is automatically sheltered by Krishna. Without any separate endeavor, simply by endeavoring to deliver Krishna consciousness to others, you will become fully Krishna conscious. This we've seen from the activities of Srila Prabhupada, who was engaged practically 24 hours a day concerning himself with his disciples and with the innocent people at large. There is no limit to how much you can preach Krishna consciousness. The limit is only in your desire. Otherwise, there is no limit. Prabhupada has shown this fact. There is no limit to how many books you can distribute. There is no limit to how much prasadam you can distribute, or how much of the holy name you can distribute, or how many fallen souls you can pick up. Only limitation is in our desire. If we make our desire completely in tune with the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then our ability to do this becomes unlimited. Austerity, regulation, these things make the proper base for one to be able to preach. Be as austere as possible. Be clean. Be merciful and truthful. Be very much religious. Then you become empowered. Don't take up sense gratification, neither in your body nor in your mind. Hold to the words of your spiritual master. Hold to the words of Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Whoever you meet, wherever you go, speak or deliver in the form of a book the message of Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. Make this the sole substance of your existence. So many other people will be happy, and you'll become happy as well. Are there any questions? Yes.
Sometimes consciousness.
Nityananda Prabhu is empowered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or Nityananda Prabhu is deputed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to spread Krishna consciousness to all the people of Bengal. So Nityananda Prabhu is seen in ecstasy dancing, and that ecstasy of dancing is equally meshed by his ecstasy in preaching. This is the point I'm making. That in addition to dancing and chanting, in which he experienced the, of course, he's all around, it's a different manner, but as I say, that in addition to the Panchatattva's dancing and chanting in ecstasy, at the same time they're engaged in preaching. So one who is a preacher, he is enabled, he is allowed to enter into the highest understanding and relishment of Krishna consciousness by the grace of Krishna. And that example is shown by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Krishna himself has come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a devotee, a preacher, to show us that preaching enables one to gain the highest understanding of Radha and Krishna. Prabhupada's life is a testimonial to that fact. Now, everyone here should be seen as part of this preaching mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Somebody's working in the legal office. Somebody's working in the kitchen. Somebody's working on the altar. Someone's working on the temple grounds. Someone's working in the sewing room. Someone's raising the little soldiers to one day become big soldiers. Everyone has to understand their connection with the preaching army of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is a war. In a war, everyone is in the army. When a battle is going on, when a war is being waged, every single activity is geared to defeating the enemy. Well, that is the fact that we are in a big war now with Maya and all of her fervent followers, the Karmis. Therefore, everyone has to see their activity in relationship to this battle effort. And if you do, and you learn to respect and appreciate how the particular activity you're doing fits in to the entire effort of preaching Krishna consciousness, you will get more and more transcendental realization. Another question?
Is it proper for a disciple of Srila Prabhupada to pray to Srila Prabhupada to be able to distribute Krishna consciousness more than Srila Prabhupada did?
No. That is not the prayer. We don't say that we can distribute more than Srila Prabhupada. We say that when we're doing something, it's Prabhupada doing it. Prabhupada never once said that he did anything. He gave all credit to his Guru Maharaj. He simply said, please make me a puppet in your hands so that your mission, so that your will be done. Not that I have something to do or that I can do something. Please allow me. First prayer is, please help me not to be an obstacle in your mission. And at the same time, kindly qualify me to be the puppet for your actions, for your desires. Is that clear? Another question? By associating with those who have such desire. By associating with those who have intense desire, that desire is imbibed. Every one of us has to associate with the more advanced devotees, and then we have to become more advanced so that we can give others our association. Desire to serve Krishna enough, and since the mind is forever active, it's not properly reposed on the lotus feet of Krishna. The way to conquer such a problem is to chant louder. Chant so loud that the holy name becomes stronger than your mind. Another question? Then take this book, Preaching is the Essence, with you on Sankirtan. And whenever you forget, open up this book and begin to read, and you will be reminded. This book should be a little Bible, pocket Bible, that everybody carries with them. A little charge for the batteries. Keep it in your hip pocket, and whenever you feel yourself needing a little charge, pick it up, take it out, read a page, and then get out there, shoot. Prabhupada also. After all, you're in the material world. You can't expect that everyone's going to embrace you with their forearms. This is the world, material world, full of demons. It's to be expected that sometimes they're not going to be receptive. Otherwise, what is the need of the army? This is a war. The enemy is not going to surrender so easily. Yes?
I've read on this story told about the tiger.
Go to Africa if you want to get a more elaborate. You can try and distribute to these guys, these Maasai. Distribute them. What is that book called? Kwaha. Anyway. Yes.
In terms of reminder, dragging us to sense gratification, we don't find sense to
When that happens, go to your godbrother and he'll beat it for you. That's why we stay together. So that when we feel too weak, then we go to our godbrother. And our godbrother will help us. Therefore, Rupa Goswami says you have to be very confidential and be willing to reveal your mind to each other. Someone said that when you give a dime, Harvey, you tell me that, when you give a dime, you get a human birth. Did you tell me this? You tell me. Oh, yeah, no, no. When you give a dime, you get a human birth, and when you get give a quarter, you go back to home. What to speak of giving a dollar or five or ten? Yes. Ask him to say Hare Krishna. They will be. That's why you have to try and help them. Another question?
How can we get along better with our godbrother? Sometimes there's false egos flare up.
By seeing that there's a big war going on and there's no time to not get along with each other. At the time of war, everybody suddenly becomes good friends. So you should open your eyes and recognize the fact that you're in the midst of a huge war and there is no time for not getting along. You think that this is peacetime, that the bombs are dropping. This is the battle zone. Bharatvarsa. You want peace, you got to go to the heavenly planets. Here is a big war going on. And even there, there's a big war too. Everywhere in this material world, there's no question of peace. If the desire for spreading Krishna consciousness is increasing, then you're being austere. The symptom of reduction of sense gratification is enthusiasm for preaching. Go to more advanced godbrothers. Another question? What's the next program? Is it ready? So we're going to take him here?
No. When
how come he took him here in the morning?
Because
It was nice taking him here.
Yeah, it was a bit easy to turn around because they love it.
So why not do it tonight? Is it ready right now? What do you want to do? You want to take a bath or take a shower? You want to take a bath? Okay. I think everybody can take in here.
Oh,
that's all right. Don't do it anymore. So you want to take care of it.